Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with your retirement cash flow strategist, Mark Lumia, the owner of the True Wealth Group. We are learning a lot about retirement today and getting our finances picture perfect so that we can relax and enjoy the fun things of retirement. And you know, this is that time of year when many of us, yes, it's a little chilly, even in Florida, we worry about catching a cold. But what if your retirement plan is coughing, sneezing, running a temperature? Are you even aware of it? Well, an analyst at U.S. News and World Report looked at the portfolio of a doctor whose plan was a little under the weather. Mark, what can we learn from what they found? This is very interesting.
Well, here are some facts from the article. The doctor is 55, married, and has just over $500,000 saved in 10 mutual funds in a 403b plan. He has a goal of retiring with $3 million in 10 years, and he puts away $22,500 in the plan each year and has a company match.
Ooh, nice.
Now, the analysis of this plan is basically he has lots of fees associated with his funds that were pretty much eaten away at his profits. So he needs to maybe look at a strategy to reduce some of those fees. He said he wanted to be more conservative as an investor, yet his allocation was 86% stocks and 16% real estate. So he's all at risk, which is way, way too aggressive. He needs to get more diversified. In the event of a market downturn, he is very much at risk, just like we had that big 38% to 40% decline in 2008. If he has all that money at risk, he stands to lose $86,000 to $173,000 in possible losses because he has it all at risk. And with his present course, he has very little chance of making his goal. In the article, they gave him a C. Basically, he's someone that needs to come in for a retirement strategy stress test, get a second opinion, see if there's anything he can do to tweak what he's doing. He does have a good start, just needs to be tweaked, and he might need to put away a little bit more.
And you know, you mentioned that in the article, it talks about how much he is at risk and the amount he could lose. When you mentioned that amount, I mean, you said earlier that he's putting away $22,500 in the plan each year. Well, he stands to lose like 3 or 4 years worth being that aggressive, couldn't he?
Oh yeah, 3 or 4, maybe 10 years worth, because $173,000 that's a lot of money to lose if we have a 40% decline. I mean, what do you lose if you lose a 40% decline? You have $500,000. You lost $200,000. So that is significant. It takes you a long time at $22,500 a year to put away $200,000 that you lost. And yeah, it could recover if the market goes up. But remember, we get back to the risk versus safe. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing you need to do. Decide how much you want at risk and how much you want safe. And then the part that's at risk, you need to determine how much risk you want to take with the part that is at risk. And what protections do you have for the downside if the economy goes south? So those things can all be planned for. You can have a strategy. You just need to have a strategy.
That's right. And if you're concerned, maybe you're too much at risk and you need to balance out your portfolio, call Mark today, 800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. That's it. You know that theme, the Jeopardy. Yes, the Jeopardy game show. I never know any of the answers to those questions. I'm a Wheel of Fortune girl. It's embarrassing.
I do that too.
So, I'm awful too.
I just got two questions right. I'm calling people, you know?
I mean, I know all the answers though, because that's what they give you.
It's crazy. It's like, what is the continent that was discovered in 1702 on a Tuesday? And you're like, I'm just sitting there going, I need some Cheetos.
Yeah.
So anyways, speaking of Jeopardy, here's a question. If you had $1 million in 1975, how much would it be worth today, assuming you stashed the money away in your mattress? Well, that quadruple jump comes courtesy of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. From your experience, do people figure inflation into the retirement strategy, Mark, or are they more likely to just take an educated guess on their retirement goal, like $1 million sounds good? How do they do it?
Well, according to Jeopardy, you're supposed to say the answer first, Grace, and the answer was $4.4
million. See? I told
what
you.
What is $4.4 million? What is?
And the question was if you had $1 million in 1975. So anyway, that
Thank
is
you.
A 4% increase, a 4x increase. But you have to be worried about lots of different things. Like there's inflation risk. You have what's called longevity risk, sequence risk, tax risk, too many friends risk. I made that one up, but you know, when you get to
too many friends, huh?
Well, no, you move to the villages. You think you're going to have a certain budget for your retirement.
Yes.
You get too many friends, and everyone wants to do something else every single night. And guess what? You don't have enough money to do all those things because it's going to reduce your portfolio quicker.
Yeah.
So even though I made it up, it's really true. That's what happened to my dad. They had too many friends wanting to do too many things, and they had to decide who they wanted to do what with because it was not enough money.
Yeah. You bring up the villages. We just moved my mom from the villages back to Newport Richey because she's been there a couple years and she bit off way more than she could chew in every way. The size of the house, just the expenses, like you said, there's always
too
something.
Friends.
Too many friends. And, you know, we're laughing, but that's the kind of stuff you have to think about in retirement. You know, over Christmas break or the holidays, you think about how much money you spend just going out to eat, catching up, staying entertained, got to go to the movies, got to get a movie, that kind of thing. Think about retirement. And if you're in an area that's over your head, which my mom was, she downsized. She's way happier now. She's in a smaller, more comfortable community. She knows that area. That's where she's from. So it's, you bring up a great point.
Yeah, well, retirees are living longer. That's one thing. If you don't know how long you're going to live, you can't really plan for it unless you plan for longevity and living longer than you think you're going to live. People are more active. That means they're spending more money. And this is causing more nest eggs to be depleted faster than expected. People will need actually $2.3 million in 2045 to have the same purchasing power as $1 million today. Mm-hmm. And that's assuming a 3% annual inflation figure. So you do need to plan. Longevity risk is the risk of living longer than you think. Sequence risk is when the negatives happen, when you retire, taking money for your plans, your financial capital. And if the negatives happen early, your money's probably going to run out quicker. Tax risk, that's the risk of taxes. You need to plan for that. Can I save you money in taxes? Absolutely. Can I help you with longevity planning? Absolutely. Can I help you avoid sequence risks? I absolutely can. Can I change inflation? Mm-hmm. Well, I can change it when I do a plan. The way I change it is the government might say, hey, we have 1.7% inflation. However, they're using CPIU, the CPI for urban workers. Hmm. They should probably do something called CPIE. CPIE is for basically for the retirees, because when you retire, you spend different than someone that's working and that's an urban worker. So CPIE would stand for CPI elderly, because they have a way that they spend. So basically you can plan for all these things, and you need to have some set aside for emergencies, but you also need a contingency fund just in case something happens that you weren't expecting, like meeting more people and going out more.
Going to all those socials at the villages, the block parties.
Yeah. Too many friends risk.
Too many friends. Well, guys, when it comes to investing, you might want to be smart to turn everything over to your better half. Well, that's because female investors make more money than men, according to new data analysis from Sigfig. Mark, what's your experience with men and women as investors? How important is it to get couples on the same page when discussing retirement strategies?
Well, one possible reason for the difference between men and women is what we call account churn. Investors pay fees every time they buy or sell a stock, mm-hmm. and those fees can take a significant bite out of your total returns. Women had a median portfolio turnover around 9%, whereas men were half again as likely to be trading, creating a median 14% turnover rate.
Oh.
So a 50% increase in turnover, which means more fees. And I think more men are also what I would call do-it-yourselfers. Mm-hmm. They have this thing that they think they can read everything they can read and watch all these TV programs and get this investment advice here and there, join an investment club, and they think they can beat the advisor. Mm-hmm. So they do it. They do it themselves. Sometimes they take more risk than they think. Sometimes they're too confident and they make a mistake. Sometimes their timing's just off. So that's part of it too. Men tend to take it on more by themselves, and thus they have less. So it's probably smarter to be a woman investor. She's more likely to probably get help from an advisor like myself.
You know, men do love to be the do-it-yourselfers. Our Valentine's weekend, that Saturday, we had all these plans to go and do and go out to lunch. I went in the kitchen, turned on the sink, and all of a sudden, water started flying up out of the base of the faucet. And my do-it-yourselfer husband, no, we did not call a plumber. And 4.5 hours later, he had fixed it. And I'm sorry, he was very, very proud of it. So that was fine. We just, you know, had Valentine cards and cupcakes from Publix. But he could totally relate to that. He wants to be able to do it himself.
I heard Hawk came over and he had his rowboat with the oar in the living room. And he said, get a plumber already.
Like it never even happened. That's what we need.
Is that what it said in the commercial? Like, yeah, it never even
like
happened.
Like it never even happened. Yeah.
I could picture Hawk in a rowboat.
Yeah.
See, I will call for help and I will call and I will stop and get directions. I have found that.
Oh, you're rare.
I step outside that whole man thing. You know, it's. I need help.
YouTube, hey, you think is outside help, the box. You know? Yeah. You know, you think outside the box, don't you?
You got to, you know.
I love it. You guys. Well, a lot of us have 401ks or 403bs at former employers and are not sure what to do with them. Mark, should we leave them where they're at? What should we be doing with those accounts?
I think you should do what's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer, and you take it from the 401k and put it into a traditional IRA. The reason I believe that is right now we're in a low interest rate environment. They're going to calculate your benefits off a low interest rate number anyway. You're going to have less investment choices. Usually when you move into a traditional IRA, you have more investment choices, and you're actually going to have more control. Let's help you figure out a plan to make that grow, but at a safe rate and also protect the downside.
So let's say someone's just sitting on a 401k and it's got, you know, $200,000, $300,000 in it. Do they have lots of options of where they can roll that money over or how they can do that?
Well, yeah, you'd like to do a trustee-to-trustee transfer, and that's simply moving it from one trustee to another. So you can look at all the trustees out there in the universe, and you can invest in lots of different things. You can invest in mutual funds, ETFs, stocks, bonds. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things you can do with it. And by moving it from a trustee to a new trustee, you're taking it from a 401k. Now it's a traditional IRA. And now it's self-directed, meaning that you can make the choices of what's out there according to the company you go with. Sometimes you do what's called third-party money management. We tend to use the third-party money management. And we pick a plan based on your risk tolerance. You answer some questions. I actually have people tell me what they think they are first. Like, hey, I had a couple come in the other day. They said, the husband said he was moderately aggressive and the wife was moderate. Well, they both filled out the risk tolerance questionnaire and they came back conservative, the very lowest. So they say one thing and think one thing, and then they're actually something different. So you have to take that all into consideration. Sometimes the wife is different than the husband and things like that. So it's good to sit down, plan, look at it from a third party's eyes because you're looking at it one way and someone else might see something different and they can point it out to you. So we suggest everyone make an appointment, come in for a retirement strategy session, and we'll help guide you to the best of our ability.
And Mark would love to help guide you to the best possible plan for you. He'll sit down with you, spend time with you and your family, and help you achieve your financial goals. It starts with a phone call. Call now, 800-7-MARK-72. That's 800-762-7572. And don't forget to download your free ebook at retirementmark.com. Well, more of the Retirement Mark Show coming up right after this.
Piecing together a successful, balanced retirement strategy is like building a house. You can't break ground until you have a solid floor plan. It takes a number of tools, Social Security, Medicare, annuities, IRAs, and 401ks, to pour and set a sturdy foundation. Each brick must be laid one at a time to build the house from the ground up. In between each block, cement holds everything together, much like the financial advisor who organizes your retirement portfolio. Mark Lumia of True Wealth Group can be the architect of your future. He can answer all your questions regarding your retirement so you can weigh risks thoughtfully. Call Mark now for your free retirement portfolio review at 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.